The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Washington, D.C. besieged by peaceful protest. Huge crowds marched from the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial, flooding the streets outside the White House, unified in the message painted on the road below their feet. Black Lives Matter.
We just want justice. We just want to stop being killed.
Protests nationally were large and generally peaceful, but it remained tense in Portland, Oregon. After police gave orders to disperse overnight, officers were seen forcing people back with batons.
This student at UC Berkeley got involved.
Just come out to a protest is only the first step. So beyond that, we all need to be educating ourselves and really thinking critically about how we can make a positive change.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Here in Britain, thousands of protesters ignored social distancing guidelines to march against racism for George Floyd.
Yes, coronavirus is going on, but I feel like that's one killer, but racism is a bigger killer than that.
Oh my God!
The peaceful protest turning ugly as night fell. A mounted policewoman among 27 officers injured. Police blaming a small group of violent agitators. More than a dozen people arrested.
One Santa Cruz County Sheriff's deputy was killed and two others hurt during an arrest this weekend. Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart.
In my 32-year career, this is the worst day that I've ever experienced. Today we lost one of our own, and he was a true hero. His name was Sergeant Damon Guswither.
He says the officers were responding to a call about a suspicious van. The highest-ranking Republican yet is throwing his weight behind Democrat Joe Biden for president. Former Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Colin Powell told CNN,
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
President Trump calls Powell a real stiff who was very responsible for getting the U.S. into the disastrous Middle East wars. Tropical storm Cristobal is about to ruin some plans today. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We'll see about 4 to 8 inches of rain, but some places will pick up over a foot, so watch out for flash flooding. In addition, there's going to be significant storm surge along the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi, maybe as much as 3 to 5 feet.
Louisiana has already declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm's arrival and is telling residents to include masks and hand sanitizer along with traditional emergency items over COVID-19. This is CBS News.
These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage is with you.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you need a reliable source of protective masks for your coworkers and employees, then you need to go to facemasksnow.org. We maintain a huge inventory of quality cloth masks at low prices and available to ship out now with free shipping on most orders. Go to facemasksnow.org to buy cloth masks for as low as $4.99 each. Larger bulk pricing is also available. Whether you need just a few masks for your job or thousands of masks for your organization or business, don't delay. Go to facemasksnow.org to stock up on your supply of high-quality cloth face masks. That's facemasksnow.org.
The Denver forecast on this Sunday, sunny, windy, and hot today with high temperatures in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy with lows near 60. Heading into the work week, sunshine on Monday, not quite as hot with daytime readings in the mid 80s. Overnight lows near 50. Chance for showers on Tuesday, highs in the low 70s. Weather brought to you by Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Pay less, keep more. ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com. I'm meteorologist Patrice Sutter on 710 KNUS.
Racial tensions, gun rights, COVID-19, immigration, and the state of the Republican Party in Colorado. You want answers.
I want the truth!
The buck stops here. News Talk 710 KNUS presents an exclusive online video town hall event with Colorado Congressman Ken Buck on Wednesday night, June 10th at 7 p.m. Hosted by Stephen Tubbs and presented by Alpha One Tax and Wealth. Register to watch it live at 710KNUS.com. Lockdown lifted. Doors open. We are better together. Support these Colorado businesses that are now open and ready to get down to business.
The Fresh Fish Company is ready to serve you the freshest seafood curbside you've ever had. Go to thefreshfishco.com and you can check out their new hours and order online and pick up curbside. That's thefreshfishco.com.
News Talk 710 and you, better together. Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded. The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle. He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
I'm Mike Boyle. This is the Restaurant Show in Denver and Colorado Springs in Denver on News Talk 710 KNUS in Colorado Springs on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. You folks in Denver, obviously, if you're trying to listen to me through the radio, you know that you're not hearing me. You're hearing static 70-mile-an-hour winds at the transmitter site, knocked KNUS off the air yesterday afternoon. At about 4:30, still not back on the air, but Colorado Springs on 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer, you are in good shape. Hopefully, we have trained you over the years to go to my website, MikeBoyle.com, M-I-K-E-B-O-Y-L-E.com. Click on Listen Live, and you can listen to me there. You can also listen to me on Alexa, And for those of you in Denver that are maybe getting static and trying to get a response, trying to figure out what to do, call Jim at 303-696-1971. He's producing the show, and he can let you know exactly how to listen to the show through whatever means it happens to be. So at any rate, I'm going to be with you up until noon. And I thought today, since things are a little squirrely, radio without a net, I thought what we would do today is we would take this opportunity to give away gift certificates. As you know, from about early March, mid-March until today, I've kind of suspended giving away gift certificates because I wanted you to go to restaurants and either take out, use the drive-thru window, or have it delivered, and whatever money the restaurants could get, I thought that that's what we should do. We should send people to those restaurants. We did a bunch of meal deals where we did $5 specials in Colorado Springs. We did $7.10 specials in the Denver metro area. We had a big event yesterday, a Boyle Lunch Bunch. My name is Mike Boyle. I invite you to lunch. We always have a bunch of people because we get you great meals and great deals. Yesterday, we were at Louis Pizza in Colorado Springs, and in 3 hours did 650 three pizzas. People are glad to get meal deals. They're glad to be getting out. They're glad to be enjoying some of these restaurants. So I thought today, actually yesterday, we gave a gift certificate to Thad down in Buena Vista. Yeah, a caller from Buena Vista, Colorado. He got a gift certificate to the Black Hat. I beg your pardon, the Black Eyed Pea. I have got some great, great gift certificates. I've got everything from Bonsire's Dutch Bakery and Louis Pizza in Colorado Springs. I've got Granelli's Pizzeria in Castle Rock, Pegasus Restaurant, Black Eyed Peas all up and down the Front Range. I've even got a couple gift certificates to Greeley, to Fat Albert's, and a nice gift certificate to the Black Hat Cattle Company up in Kittredge. So all you got to do is give me a call, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Let me know where you have gone. Have you taken out from a restaurant? Are you comfortable dining in? Have you gone out to places? I went to the View House restaurant in Colorado Springs this week with a couple wonderful friends. Had a delightful meal. Tomorrow I'm meeting friends over at the Tailgate Tavern in Parker for the Burger Monday. Where have you been? Give me a call, 303-696-1971. Give your mailing address to Jim, and everybody gets a gift certificate today from the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
If you like Chinese food, good Chinese food, find yourself in the Castle Rock area and you'd like to support a proud U.S. Army veteran, then head on over to the China Cafe, 734 Perry Street in the Safeway Shopping Center, just off I-25 at the Plum Creek exit. Leanne Jin and her husband recently bought the business. It had been her dream while spending almost 10 years in the Army. He's the talented cook in the kitchen and she's the smiling face you see when you enter. China Cafe serves lunch and dinner 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays and features a lot of the basic Chinese items we've grown to love. Start with some soup, hot and sour, egg drop, wonton, maybe have an egg roll appetizer, then stuff your face with wonderful Mongolian beef, sesame chicken, or Mike's favorite, the lemon chicken. Each plate comes with your choice of fried or steamed rice. China Cafe has a liquor license, plenty of free parking for now. However, they've decided to continue with takeout and delivery only. So call them to order and for details on when they'll reopen their dining room. Their number is 303-688-8013. 303-688-8013. Be sure to say hello to Leanne. You'll love her, and you'll be supporting a proud Army veteran and a small family business. China Cafe in Castle Rock.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about a steakhouse up on the north side. I'm going to tell you about a place that the Northsiders have known about for years. It's called Mickey's Top Sirloin. It started in 1962. It's at 6950 Broadway, that 70th and Broadway, right off I-25, right near the Boulder Turnpike. And sure, North Glen and Thornton and Westminster, they've all known about it. But you know what? You Southsiders, folks over on the west side, folks on the east, it's easy to get to. It's I-25 and 70. Stop off and see them. You know what? It was started by a guy named Mickey. Actually, everybody calls him Mike. Well, he sold it about 2 or 3 years ago to a good friend of mine, a guy named Trace Welch, longtime restaurant guy. He's got great extensive background in the Texas Roadhouse Company, and he's been doing a great job. They've got an extensive menu, and it's called Mickey's Top Sirloin. So you know they got some good steaks, but you know what else? They've got some wonderful Italian food. They've got some nice Mexican dishes. Stop by and see them. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Mickey's Top Sirloin up at 6950 North Broadway. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
For over 30 years in Castle Rock, the owners of Pegasus Restaurant, John and Janie DeLay, have enjoyed seeing you because Pegasus is about, sure, good food and good service, but it's more than that. It truly is a neighborhood gathering place, a place where longtime Castle Rock residents knew they could get a good meal, big portions, hearty plates, and when new residents or just people from the area stopped by, they were always greeted with a smile before sitting down and enjoying a fabulous selection of breakfast items or a wide, varied menu for lunch. And while Pegasus did fine during the shutdown, a big part of the enjoyment that John and Janie get from the restaurant business is being able to see you, chat, learn about you, and how you're doing. You can still do takeout if that's your preference, but why not go by, relax inside or on the patio and order a breakfast favorite, the chiladas, or a big fluffy omelet. Here's an idea. With your breakfast, enjoy a mimosa flight. For lunch, nice sandwiches and salads. Maybe try a longtime favorite, the French dip, and the burgers are always special. Pegasus is open 7 days a week during dine-in breakfast and lunch. If you prefer to take out, give them a call at 303-688-6746. Pegasus in Castle Rock. You're going to love it.
People say I've got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom.
All right, 13 minutes after 10 o'clock here on The Restaurant Show. Happy to have you aboard, you folks down in Colorado Springs on 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. Maybe you're listening on the radio. Maybe you're listening through the station website. Maybe you're listening at MikeBoyle.com. Denver, you've got a little bit more of a challenge. KNUS is off the air, transmitter damage, but happy to have you aboard. We're taking your calls at 303-696-1971. If you're up north, maybe you want a gift certificate to Fat Albert's in Greeley. Maybe you want a gift certificate to the Black Eyed Pea, 9 locations from Pueblo on up until North Glen. I've got gift certificates to the Black Hat Cattle Company in Kittredge, Louie's Pizza in Colorado Springs, Granelli's Pizzeria. They've got wonderful pizzas, and they've got plenty of other dishes as well in Castle Rock. Pegasus Restaurant, been around for over 30 years, but time to get some of these gift certificates in the mail. Get people out and about, maybe Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. You know what? I got a I had a listener come up to me at the Black Eyed Pea event I did in Colorado Springs about 2-3 weeks ago, and she said she loves Trestle's, and they've got wonderful desserts. I stopped over there this week, and I got a chocolate-covered cream puff. It's kind of like an eclair, but it's round. It's a little bit bigger, so you get a little bit more sugar. You get a little bit more chocolate when you enjoy it. But I'm telling you what, and I asked Jose and Mimi Espinosa, and they said, well, the reason is that we've got our own pastry chef, and now that we're back to doing dine-in, we thought that we would have her come back and do some of these wonderful desserts. So anyway, hopefully you're getting out a little bit. If you would like a gift certificate, I'd like to know where you've been, what you've done, what your thoughts are. The governor's office on April 6th in the Denver Post put out that by June 1st, which was just this week, Colorado could potentially have 33,277 deaths from COVID-19. Well, they didn't miss that by much. We're at about 1,400. And yes, I will say the obligatory, it's a shame that anybody has to die from this, but the United States has about 7,400 and change deaths every day from something. Cancer, heart attack, drinking and driving, getting hit by a bus or whatever. So, you know what? They missed it just by a little bit. So it's time for us to put our fears aside, get out, and enjoy some of the wonderful dining scene that we have here in the state of Colorado. And if you are still concerned, still go ahead and use the takeout. Support the restaurants by doing takeout. I got up this morning, got a little exercise with Bailey the Mexican street dog, decided to go down to Safeway. Sunday morning is a good time to stop at Safeway, and I ran into Ed Brewer. Ed Brewer is a Delta Airlines captain, and he is the chair of the, I believe that's his title, of the Douglas County Republicans, and he was talking a little bit, sharing a little bit about what's going on with the Republican Party with me. Then I ran into John. John used to be with the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, and he's now with the Douglas County Fair Board, and I was thrilled to talk to Pam Riddler from the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce and find out that in mid-July, yes, the Castle Rock Wine Fest is going on. So I asked John, I said, you know what, late July, early August, we have a wonderful fair in Douglas County, and I've noticed that some of the other counties, even though theirs is in late August, September, they've already canceled them. What are they thinking about? Get people out. Let them have a good time. He said, no, the Douglas County Fair is going to go on. Now, there's probably some changes, and there's probably some spacing, and there's some whatever, but good news to hear that the Douglas County Fair is going to go on. And then, of course, on August 20th, we have the 18th annual Taste of Douglas County at the Douglas County Event Center, which is always, always a fun, fun, fun event. All right, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, we all know a little bit through the news, and we've mentioned it periodically on the restaurant show. There's been some demonstrations. Listen to this. An unnamed ice cream shop in Hong Kong is offering tear gas flavored ice cream in support of the region's pro-democracy movement, reports Associated Press. For those of us that have had the pleasure of being tear gassed, going through that training in the United States Army, I'm just not sure I want a tear gas tasting ice cream. The shop's owner explained that he wanted, quote, to make a flavor that reminds people that they still have to persist in the protest movement and don't lose their passion. Customer Anita Wong said, it tastes like tear gas. It feels different to breathe at first, and it's really pungent and irritating. You go out and pay money for ice cream that's really irritating. Okay. It makes me want to drink a lot of water immediately, Anita said. The owner tried several different combinations to achieve the flavor and found that black pepper came the closest. Before the coronavirus restrictions, he said the store was selling 20 to 30 scoops a day. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Would you go to an ice cream store in Hong Kong, or I suppose anywhere, and pay to try tear gas-flavored ice cream? I don't know. 20 to 30 people a day, 20 to 30 scoops a day are being sold. Maybe you want to weigh in on that and get a gift certificate to the Black Eyed Pea or Granelli's or Pegasus or Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I think what we're going to do, though, let's go ahead and take a break before we get to the callers. And when we come back, I want to talk with Brian Jones. Brian Jones and his partner John own and operate Northside Pizza in Breckenridge, and I'm going to be there 1 week from today. I had a couple of people tell me yesterday they're going to drive up, they're going to get a pizza. They said it's one of their favorite events of the year. We'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Has planning your family's vacation become overwhelming? When you call Red Carpet World Travel at 303-743-0011 to plan your next vacation, they'll work with Funjet Vacations to create your personalized vacation package. Red Carpet World Travel and Funjet Vacations have the knowledge and tools necessary to assist you in making the best decisions for your family. Your vacation package with Funjet Vacations will be customized to allow you to purchase a complete vacation experience. Red Carpet World Travel will help you plan an amazing vacation to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, and they'll put it together at one affordable packaged price. Flight, hotel, transfers, activities, and tours, along with cancel for any reason trip insurance. This can be all included in your Funjet vacation package price. To plan your next fun-filled Funjet vacation escape to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, call the travel experts at Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011. Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011, or visit their website at redcarpetworldtravel.com.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and if you're looking for Chinese food in the Southeast Denver area, why not stop off at the Golden Shanghai, 1412 South Parker Road, wonderfully, locally, independently owned, Tony and Dana Pond, absolutely wonderful husband and wife team. They've had it for well over 20 years, 1412 South Parker Road, and not only do they serve Chinese food, but they've got Thai food, Vietnamese food, and you know one other thing they've done? They've added a bunch of those real Chinese dishes, the dishes you would get if you decided to go to China. Sure, they've got the sesame chicken and the Mongolian beef, dishes we all love from a Chinese restaurant, but they've got some of that authentic stuff as well. They're open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner at the Golden Shanghai. Their phone number is 303-743-9079. That's 303-743-9079. They've got a private party room, but stop by and say hello to Tony and Dana Pan. They've got a full service bar, absolutely wonderful people. The Golden Shanghai Restaurant in Southeast Denver. Hey everybody, it's Mike, and you know, for years I have raved about India's Castle Indian Restaurant, 9555 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25 in Greenwood Village. It's right there by JD's Bait Shop, right by the Home Depot. It was owned by Jay, great guy doing a wonderful job. Well, he recently sold it to a guy named Vipin Seth, and he is a great guy. He's known Jay for years. Jay said he wanted to retire. Vipin said, we want to keep this restaurant going. It is that good. So I met with Jay, I met with Vipin, I went over, I had the food, the same guys are in the kitchen. The lunch buffet is absolutely sensational. The hours, they're open 365 days a year at the India's Castle, 9555 East Arapahoe Road. So if you're looking for a wonderful meal, whether it's the tandoori chicken, the butter chicken, the saag paneer, the ala gobe, they do a great job. India's Castle, 9555 East Arapahoe Road, 365 days a year. Say hi to Vipin and tell him you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
I'm not the kind that likes to drown my sorrow. I may hate myself tomorrow, but tonight I'm the designated drinker.
All right, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, I'm Mike Boyle. This is the Restaurant Show every Saturday, 10 to 1 in Colorado Springs, every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5 in Denver. Every Sunday, 10 o'clock until noon, we do a simulcast all up and down the Front Range. Bo, Bruno, Tammy, hang with me. We're going to get your calls. We're going to get your gift certificates. You know what? I'm the designated drinker tonight at about 5 o'clock. Yeah, I think I'm going to have myself a couple cold Coors Banquets. I might have myself a couple cold Coors Banquets a week from today when I drive up to Breckenridge to the North Side Pizza. Right there on Main Street, I've got Brian Jones. Brian and his buddy John, DU grads, hospitality grads, good guys, decided to take a little time off, go up to Breckenridge, do a little bit of skiing, worked in a pizza place, said, you know what, we could do this. They opened up Northside Pizza about 10 years ago, and the rest is history. Met the light of their lives, the love of their lives, married them, have kids. They are Breckenridge personified, and I love working with these guys. I go up there about once a year, and that will be next Sunday. I've got Brian on the air. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you today, Jonesy?
Doing really good. Just, you know, enjoying the sunshine right now before the storms hit in the afternoon. And yeah.
So tell the listeners what's going on in Breckenridge, because they were shut down. The King Polis, he shut down the state pretty much, but Breckenridge is starting to open, and they've got a couple of things going on. Talk a little bit about Breckenridge for a second, if you will, Brian.
Yeah, and Breckenridge was one of the first closed, I think it was right before St. Paddy's Day, and we kind of got like an emergency meeting on a Sunday, and we just shut down that Monday because we kind of knew what was happening anyways. And wow. Then I think the official word came down on Tuesday. But yeah, yep. It's really exciting with us opening it up again, because it didn't hit as bad as they thought it would up there, the way it did in like Eagle County. But they are going to close down Main Street, basically, not in front of our business, but the rest of the way down. And it's going to be like outdoor seating. It will kind of be like almost festival type atmosphere-ish up there all summer long. And we're allowed to like open our liquor license to our whole property, which is exciting because we have property right along Blue River. So we've been able to put like tables out back and everything. And yeah, we're excited for the summer because it's something we've always wanted to do and never been able to make work with our landlord. And now it's just something we are able to do with Polis letting us, you know, open our liquor license up to the rest of the property and make sure people are outdoors, basically.
How gracious of him. And by the way, I want to let people know that Northside Pizza is a little Victorian house. It's cute, cute, cute. The food is good, good, good. It's right there after you come around the first roundabout as you come past through Frisco and past Dillon Lake. It's right there on the right-hand side, and it's really fun inside, but I can only imagine. You know what? I may do my show sitting at a table out there on the river, Jonesy, where I can look at the water, hear the water rushing by, look right up at the mountain. What a great setting to share with listeners of the Restaurant Show.
Yeah, you should. No, you can never plug into our phone jack anyways, so you might as well do it by the river.
You know what? I got to tell you something. Technology, now we're off the air in Denver on KNUS. We're coming through the streaming. We're coming through Alexa. We're coming through the website and all of that type of stuff. But transmitters, but you know what? We've now got some technology where I can just plug right into my cell phone. I've got a microphone. I've got a headset. And you and I will just sit out there. And, of course, I'm a trained radio professional, so I might just have a cup of tea or maybe a glass of water. You can have a nice Bloody Mary. But, boy, I'm really looking forward to it. Tell the listeners about, if they can't make it up next Sunday, I realize it's a long drive, but I had a couple people come up to me in Colorado Springs yesterday, Brian, and say, it's our favorite Boyle event of the year. We are driving up to Breckenridge next week. Tell the listeners a little bit about Northside Pizza in case they decide to go up sometime over the course of the summer.
Well, we're just a small little pizzeria on the north end of Main Street in Breckenridge. Do really good wings, sandwiches, calzones, salads, stuff like that. We really focus basically on things like those are what we try to make best. And what's that?
Well, we started to lose you for a second. I didn't know if you went away.
Okay.
All right.
But, nope. Yeah, and I got to tell you, these two guys, I mean it. And I actually met them through Brian's mom and dad, who are just two of God's children. I'm telling you what, they are wonderful, wonderful people. And when Brian and John decided to go off on their own, we chatted a little bit. And I take a very proprietary interest, a proudness in their success, because these guys worked hard. They found a niche in that community. They are known to every single person that lives and works in the town of Breckenridge. You guys have done a great job up there, Brian. Did you think when you first came to me 10 years ago that you'd get a good 10-year run and you're still running strong?
Yeah, I think so. Why would you open it if you didn't think you were going to be successful, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it might have been a little foolish confidence, but yeah, we've been blessed. And we were busy from the night we opened, which was 2 days before Christmas, which is our busy season. So we were going to be busy anyways. But yeah, we've been blessed to be busy since we've been open. And the rest is history,
well,
I guess, with 10 years.
Well, you deserve it because you guys, and you know what? If you go in there, one of them's tending bar, one of them's cooking, or if one of them's, if the one's tending bar is talking to people and waiting on tables, they've got a bartender on. I mean, they're there a lot, and they work hard. They spend a lot of time. Working at the place, working it hard. So you deserve that success, Brian. Congratulations to you guys, and we'll see you next Sunday. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Tell John I said hello, and I'll be up there about knowing you guys, I go on the air at 10. I usually get there about 9:30. I'll probably beat both of you guys there by 10, 15 minutes.
I don't know. With kids now, we might be there around 9:30.
All right. Drive safe going back up the hill, okay? All right, buddy.
All right,
Mike. All right. They're wonderful guys. Brian Jones and his partner John from the Northside Pizza in Breckenridge. And you know what? I'm going to drive up Sunday morning. I'm going to leave about 6, 6:30, a nice leisurely drive, take Bailey the Mexican street dog, and we'll stop somewhere. We'll run around a little bit, maybe do a little bit of a hike, and then we'll get up there and we'll enjoy some of those great calzones or wonderful pizzas. I don't know if we'll come back Highway 24. I don't know how we'll come back, but it's always nice to get up to the mountains and get a little bit of that fresh air. All right, 303-696-1971. Let's go to calls. We've kept Bo in Denver waiting long enough. Bo, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
How are you,
hey,
sir?
I'm outstanding, sir. Thank you. So first of all, I would not try the tear gas ice cream. I don't think. It sounds a little a little different, gothic maybe. But that did have to bring me a laugh. Years ago, I went to the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California, and they actually had garlic ice cream. Have you ever been?
I have not been to the Garlic Festival, but matter of fact, there used to be a woman in Denver named Susan Permut, and she was called the Garlic Queen because somewhere along the line, she did everything to promote garlic. Listen, I like garlic as much as the next guy, but you know what? I'll tell you this. I just bought one of those papadias, P-A-P-A-D-I-A. It's kind of an open-faced calzone or a pizza folded in half at Papa John's. Yeah. I saw them on television. I thought, damn, that looks good. And they've actually got a garlic dipping sauce. And so, I mean, I like garlic, and it sounds like you do too, but there's a limit.
Yeah, I agree. But quickly, I wanted to share with you where I did go over the weekend. I had a blue pan pizza, which is a Detroit-style pizza from Denver, delivered to Station 26 Brewery, where I sat with some buddies and had several tasty lavender lemon blondes and some coffee cream ales and so forth. It was fantastic. A nice blue pan with some tasty beers. So I know you can relate.
Okay, yeah. So, is it a brick and mortar or is it just a food truck? Or I've never heard of Blue Pan Pizza.
Blue Pan has two locations, brick and mortar. They're not open for dine-in yet, so we had it delivered. It's a Detroit-style pizza, like I said. That's kind of a caramelized crust in between a deep dish and New York-style. Fantastic. If you've never had it, look it up. Blue Pan Pizza. And
we
were quite pleased with that. And, of course, the tasty brews, like I said, at Station, which was just a fantastic way to celebrate getting in.
Where's Station 26 Brewery? It sounds like it might be close to the old Denver number 26 firehouse or something.
It is an old fire station. The building is very rustic and beautiful. It's up in the corridor right in I-70 in Quebec. It's just west of Quebec, a few blocks, and just south of I-70 on 37th, I think it is, up in that corridor. So they are very, very, they do a nice job, and the building is beautiful. They have outdoor seating, which is where we were, and they did a good job. So,
Do you happen to know if they have a good lager or a good pilsner?
Yes, they do. They have many beers.
All right.
Have,
well, listen, I'll tell you what.
Worth your time.
All right, we got your address, and music tells me I got to take a break, but, Bo, I'm going to find a nice gift certificate. It sounds like you like to wander around a little bit. I'll find a nice gift certificate, and you can go out and have a nice meal on us. How does that sound?
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the tip. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back to other callers on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
You've heard of New York-style pizza. You've heard of Chicago-style pizza. But have you ever heard of Midwest-style pizza? Well, that's what they're serving at Granelli's Pizza on Wilcox Street in downtown Castle Rock. You know how the toppings are put on under the cheese in Chicago? Well, that's what new owner Angie Trano is doing at Granelli's. But here's the big but. She says that that's how they make pizzas in Minnesota, where she's from, and Wisconsin and Iowa. So she calls it Midwest-style pizza. Whatever you call it, it's good. Granelli's has been around for over 20 years and also serves some wonderful appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and pastas. And even though Granelli's did well with takeout, now the dining room is open. So dine in or take out. Granelli's also offers a nice selection of local craft beers. Granelli's is easy to get to off I-25 at exit 182 or the Plum Creek exit number 181. And if you'd rather bake the pizza yourself, have it when you want it. Granelli's also does a wonderful take-and-bake pizza. Open 6 days a week, closed Sunday. You can either stop by and order or give them a call at 303-814-1853. That's 303-814-1853. Ask for Angie. She'd love to meet you.
Good news, no great news. The four View House restaurants, yep, four, downtown across from Coors Field, historic downtown Littleton, Centennial just off I-25 and the Tech Center, and the newest store in Colorado Springs are now open for dine-in eating, drinking, or to enjoy one of their fabulous rooftop patios. If you prefer, each View House location is still doing takeout. But it's time to get together again with friends. Enjoy dine-in. Each store is staffed and ready to serve you. All meals are being prepared under the supervision of corporate executive chef Jose Guerrero and his excellent staff at each individual restaurant. The View House restaurants are also constantly updating their offerings, so ask about special items and package deals. Maybe even take one of their craft brewed beers home with you. Remember that each View House restaurant has private party rooms that can accommodate groups of all sizes. And if you don't want to dine in or pick up your takeout meal, each View House has its own delivery service. You can enjoy View House food in the comfort of your own home. But if you want Mike's suggestion, stop by any of the four View House locations: Lodo, Littleton, Centennial, and Colorado Springs. Good food, friendly people, all with great views from their rooftop patios.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Black Hat Cattle Company up in Kittredge. You know, Highway 74, just a little bit west of Morrison, doing a great job. Dinner Only House, Dave Rodriguez, a good old boy from Red Lodge, Montana, over 35 years in the steakhouse business. Well, what they did was they shut down for the Great American Shutdown. But what they did, they came up with a great package. Listen to this. You can get a box of their steaks, Gold Canyon Premium Angus Beef, 2 ribeyes, 2 New York, 2 top sirloins, 2 fillets, and 2 pounds of ground beef patty, all to go for $125. You can stop by, pick it up. You give them a call to reserve them. 303-670-0941. That's 303-670-0941. It's $125. Stop by. You pick them up. You take them home. You fire up the Barbie. You open up a bottle of wine, and you are having Black Hat Cattle Company steaks right in the comfort of your home.
Doesn't an ice-cold Mountain Dew sound good? As we return to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
All right, coming up on 10:39, I'm Mike Boyle. This is the Restaurant Show. Nice call from Bo. You know what? I like a good lager. I like going. You know, it seems like whenever you go to major metropolitan areas, as I travel around, there's always an old fire station that has been converted into a nice restaurant. I remember when we were up in Boston, I was taking a group of listeners around Boston and up onto Cape Cod, that area up there, Martha's Vineyard. Right up from the hotel in Boston, there was a wonderful place. The area is actually called Chelsea. And it was an old fire station. And, boy, it just has a neat, neat feel. I'm going to get by there. I'm going to try a blue pan pizza. Thanks to Bo for the call. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Bruno in Littleton. Bruno, welcome to the show. Thanks for your patience.
No, no problem. I just wanted to let listeners know there is an app. It's called Simple Radio. And that's why I listen to you guys every morning when I'm working on the treadmill and all that. But it's an easy app, free, and you can put on 710 KNUS and listen to you and everybody else if they're ever
you know what?
Not near a radio.
You know what, Bruno? I really appreciate it. It's called Simple Radio, right?
Yes, it's a free app. It's that's what I'm listening to you right now on. So, and
yeah,
I don't know if you remember, I was one that, yeah. Go ahead.
No, you brought me a book.
Well, the last book I brought you, besides the Adam Brown books, was the one on Custer when we were at the Steve McQueen showing over
I remember that. I remember you brought me that book. You know, I don't run into a lot of Brunos. Are you the only Bruno in Littleton?
Yeah. I could be. I don't know. I'd have to find that out. I am a transplant, so.
Well, I appreciate you letting us know, you know, because what happened was is that all of this went down yesterday afternoon. I was on the air from 3 to 5, and I don't remember, sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, the transmitter got knocked down. You folks in Littleton, I saw some pictures that friends sent me of trees over and so forth, so
yep.
You know what we're talking about with some of that serious wind. But at any rate, I was trying, and I just got a message from Susan that said that my website, MikeBoyle.com, doesn't have the Listen Live link up there. So obviously today is a technically challenged day, but I appreciate people like you calling in. It's a free app, Simple Radio. I might download it on my phone so that if I'm off hiking or something, I can listen to KNUS while I'm out there.
You can listen to a lot of different stations, just whatever you want to listen to. But I use you guys in the morning to listen to Hugh Hewitt when I get on the treadmill and then turn on Peter Boyle's. So,
all right. Can I mail you a gift certificate?
Sure. Sure. That's fine. Yeah.
All right.
They got my address. So, yeah.
All right. Terrific. Well, I'm going to send one to Bo. I'm going to send one to you, Bruno, and I haven't quite figured it out yet. I haven't figured out if it'll be Black Eyed Pea or Pegasus and Castle Rock. Do you move around a little bit? Do you get out and get around?
A little bit. Yeah, I'd like to get down to your neck of the town because you got a lot of restaurants down there, too. So.
And, oh, all right. So. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll send you something in Castle Rock that will encourage you to get out and move around a little bit. How's that sound?
All right. Hey, thanks for all you do on this station. It's a real big help for the community.
Bless your heart. Hey, I'm glad you're working out, buddy. You got it. You know what?
Muhammad Ali
said, if you destroy your body, where will you live, right? So you got to take care of it a little bit. All right, Bruno, thanks an awful lot for the call. Simple Radio, it's a free app. So just go to the App Store on your phone, download Simple Radio, and that's where you can listen. And I know some of you are scrambling right now. I'm getting messages trying to find out what's going on with the station. I'm sure Jim's getting plenty of calls at 303-696-1971, but these things happen. All right, do we have any calls, Jim? I understand we lost Tammy in Denver. Tammy, what the heck? I was just getting ready to go to you. Give us a call back at 303-696-1971. Do we have any callers on the line, Jim? Okay, so we got open phone lines. Everybody's getting a gift certificate from the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. All right, talking about, you know what, by the way, yesterday we had Rich Yoke, Y-O-K-E. That's one of my favorite names in the restaurant business because he owns the Egg and You over on Main Street in Parker. And if you were over there right now, you could sit out on the patio, you could dine inside, he's got a beautiful interior, and he's got the same exact menu and recipes that he served for 25 years at Yosemite and Arapaho in Centennial, and his Egg and I in Highlands Ranch. Why isn't it an Egg and I? Because Egg and I was acquired by First Watch. He sold the two stores in Highlands Ranch and Centennial to First Watch, and they are now First Watch restaurants. He still has the restaurant on Main Street in Parker, but he obviously had to change the name because they were disenfranchised, so he went to the Egg and U, the letter U. And the meals are sensational. He's open today. He's open 7 days a week, serving breakfast and lunch. All right, do I understand that we have Tammy back? Do we have Tammy back, Jim? Oh, Howie.
You do.
How exciting. Tammy, nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Tammy, are you with me? Take me off the speaker, Bluetooth, whatever it is, so I can hear you a little bit better. Tammy?
Yeah.
You know what? There you are. Don't apologize, honey. We're just glad you're here. And you know what we're going to do? I'm going to see if Jim can bring up the Tammy Reynolds song.
That's where I was named from.
I'll bet it was. So that tells me that you are a product of sometime around the late 50s, early to mid-60s. Jim,
yeah,
see if 1960s, you can find,
you're right.
See if you can find the song Tammy. I hear the cottonwoods. But anyway, Tammy, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling back in.
I just wanted to tell you thank you so much. You just bring a light to my life when I hear your views on things that are somewhat in line with mine, and you seem like a voice of reason, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that.
You know what? And what your call means so much to me, because it just seems like there is, you know what? I was talking to my daughter. My daughter called me from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico today, and she said, what's going on with her? We had a nice conversation, and I said, you know what? It just seems like a lot of times now with restaurants especially, and those are primarily the business people I deal with, I try to give them, be a consultant, give them a little bit of advice, but there's a little bit of hand-holding and there's a little bit of being a shrink because the times are crazy right now, Tammy.
Yeah.
And you know what? And my advice would be turn off the 24/7 news cycles. Read a book, get some exercise, get out in the fresh air, go for a hike, take the dog, do whatever you can do, visit a restaurant where they're happy to see you, sit
exactly
on the patio, and if one beer takes the edge off, have two, and just, you know, just try to have a little bit of sanity in this. And that's one of the reasons I do this show, because it's very cathartic for me to let people know. And I remember when I went on the air almost 30 years ago, Tammy, the station manager would say, don't tell them your thoughts. Don't tell them your opinions. I said, my butt. This is my show.
Absolutely.
You know,
this is why
you know
I like listening to you, because you do that, and you're not afraid to stand for what you stand for. And you're just, I don't know, you're just a voice of reason, which is so out of the ordinary now that it's
a breath of fresh air. The email. You're such a Trump supporter. I'm never listening to you again. You know what? Have a nice day. I'm moving
exactly
on.
Exactly.
So have you been getting out, or are you sticking with takeout?
Iowa.
What are you doing?
I spent a whole week in Iowa to go see my family because I finally could get out for a little while. So I did that, and that was very nice. But
did you fly or drive?
Get to eat out. Pardon?
Did you fly or drive?
I flew, and the plane both ways was packed.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
I know.
Good for you. What airline did you use?
I used Frontier.
Okay.
I took my grandson with me to see his other cousins. We sat out on a patio. We got to eat. I was like, oh, my goodness. But then get this, the next day, or actually that night after we had left, the next day we read that there were riots across the street at the Walmart. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
In Iowa. You know what?
Yeah.
You think of some sanity coming out of Iowa. I have to tell you something. The story you're telling me of getting on a plane with your grandson and letting him go visit his cousin, you can't see it. but I hope you can sense or feel the smile that you put on my face just listening to that.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a normal part of life. I just don't want to be fearful. I try to be respectful of other people who are afraid.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
So I'm respectful
yes.
to them, but I'm not afraid, and I don't appreciate my liberties being taken away from me, but I will be respectful of others. I think most people my age feel that way, I think.
Open up our society, Governor Polis.
Absolutely.
And then people, if it's shut down, there is no decision to be made. But if it's
right.
open, Mike and Tammy and others can decide whether or not they want to go out or whether or not they're concerned enough that they want to stay home or just do takeout and delivery.
Exactly.
But the choice should be ours. We are good,
right.
responsible adults. Well, God bless you, Tammy. Can I send you a gift certificate so that you can take that wonderful grandson of yours out for a meal?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
It'll be in the mail tomorrow. And thank
okay.
you so much for listening. You,
thank you.
You helped make my day. I appreciate it. All right?
Okay. Have a good day.
What a great call. Tammy went to Iowa to visit the family. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. I like Iowa. You ever been to Field of Dreams? We'll be back on The Restaurant Show.
With the shutdown over, wouldn't you like to go on a nice ocean-type vacation? Can't take the time? Don't want to fly? Well, did you know you only have to go as far as Happy Canyon Road in South Santa Fe and Castle Pines to get wonderful fresh seafood? That's right, Tressel's Coastal Cuisine. For over 2 years now, Jose and Mimi Espinosa have been bringing their 30-plus years of Huntington Beach seafood restaurant expertise to the area. Maybe start with some fresh oysters. Jose is tremendously proud of his selection of both East and West Coast oysters. Maybe the crab cakes. For fresh seafood, maybe enjoy the scallops, king crab, or the fresh fish of the day. Have a carnivore in your party? Choose from the New York strip, a filet, and the rack of lamb is sensational. Trestle serves lunch Monday through Saturday and is open for dinner nightly, has a beautiful but relaxed decor and a patio that was made to enjoy our fabulous Colorado sunsets, and a wine list that is second to none, compliments a full-service bar. It's called Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, but the salads are fabulous. Oh, and if you're craving a burger, it's one of the best around. Trestle's welcomes reservations, so either drop in or call 303-663-3622. That's 303-663-3622. And remember, if you still want to do takeout, Trestle's is happy to accommodate you.
The warm weather is finally here. Thank goodness. You've just finished cutting the grass, washing the car, sanding and painting the deck, breaking out the grill. Maybe you've been chasing the kids around the park or trying to maintain your athletic body by walking, biking, running, or hiking. Well, you need to rehydrate. You're thinking, wouldn't an ice-cold Pepsi go good right now? You bet it would. But maybe fire down an ice-cold bottle of Propel, Life Water, or Aquafina first, or maybe a Gatorade instead. Cool off and then think about relaxing on the back deck or in the backyard with a Pepsi, either regular or diet, or maybe even a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Then there's Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, or Mug Root Beer that are sure to please. Iced tea? Pepsi also bottles and distributes Lipton tea. But whichever way you go, Pepsi and all of their other products are sure to refresh and are made for our active Colorado lifestyle. And if you need some snacks, don't forget that Pepsi also distributes Lay's, Ruffles, and Tostitos chips and other snacks, including Mike's new favorite, the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. So remember to look for Pepsi products wherever they are sold and stock up for the warm weather. What is going to be a beautiful summer?
Hey, buddy, Mike Ball, host of The Restaurant Show. You know, over the Great American Shutdown, I learned a lot about a lot of different restaurateurs here in the Denver metro area. One of the best around is Steve Shaw. Steve and his partners own and operate the 9 Black Eyed Peas all up and down the Front Range. They said, if we're going to be shut down, we're going to do takeout, but we're going to do it very, very well. They came up with grab-and-go packages. They came up with family meals. They also started their own delivery service. But you know what? Now they're open, and you can stop by. Go on in, sit down, relax, have a beer, have a glass of wine, enjoy that wonderful chicken fried chicken. It is absolutely sensational. Maybe you want the nice, slow roasted, juicy pot roast. They've got a full service menu. Every meal comes with 2 sides. Yep, you get to choose from a whole bunch of different sides. They're open 7 days a week now for lunch and dinner. The Black Eyed Peas, 9 locations all up and down the Front Range. Stop by. I think you're going to love them. And tell them you've heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to
the
point.
All right, coming up on 10:54, I'm Mike Boyle. This is The Restaurant Show, and if you've listened to my show with any regularity, you know that I like to drink beer. Yes, indeedy. I've been, you know what, I'm going out to Station 26 Brewery out near I-70 in Quebec. Bo suggested it. I'm going to have one of their lagers, and I'll probably try one of the Pilsners. Yeah, absolutely. 303-696-1971. Tammy, we found the song. We're not going to play it because I want to get to Brenda. I want to get to Karen. But right after the top of the hour, right after the news, Tammy, you stick around because at 11:06, I'm going to introduce it, and we're going to come back. And I hear the cottonwoods. Are those the words? I'm trying to remember. We're going back a long time. Anyway, let's go to Brenda in Denver. Brenda, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to call.
Hi, Mike. I love your show.
Bless your heart. I love having you out there listening.
Travel, books, your ideas, what you think about the world, you just say it, and you're like me. And I've lost friends over this political garbage. Now that they've broken our economy, I hope everybody's happy.
You know what? I have to tell you something. I was talking to my daughter in Mexico, and I told her, you know, about what my thoughts are on the governor and this shutdown and so forth and what it's done to people's lives. I've got a message here from Mark Levin. I'm going to share it in the next hour, but I agree with you 100%, honey. And if I can give you a gift certificate that gets you out and about, that will put a smile on my face.
You know, and I go out and I tell people, I'm not worried about it. I'm in control of my life. I don't need him telling me and making my decision for me about whether I want to go over here or I want to go over here. That's not America.
It's not. And Kaylee and I were talking about it today.
This is like turning into martial law. I don't get it.
Yes, and if neighbors turning in neighbors, for kids playing together, not socially, you want to know something? That's Soviet Union stuff, Brenda.
That is.
And
I told my neighbor, if you do not feel free here, well, let me, I've traveled a lot, especially in the Middle East. And I said, you want to not feel free? You go try doing what you're doing right now and spitting on your president and everything you have and see how far it gets you. I bet it gets you as far as a prison, if not dead.
You know what? When my daughter and I were in the Czech, my daughter and I were in the Czech Republic, and it was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. She was 17. We were celebrating her high school graduation, and we were sitting at the bar, and we were talking to a young man in his early 30s. And I asked when it went from Czechoslovakia to the Czech Republic. He told us the exact date. And he said, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We are very proud to be a republic because under the yoke of Soviet oppression, nothing worked. Nothing was in the groceries. People lined up for milk. And the midnight door knocks of people ratting out their neighbors. So my advice to those social justice vigilantes out there listening to my show, shut your yap. And run your own life. If somebody wants to be in the park, if somebody wants to not wear a mask or whatever, I agree 100% with you, Brenda.
That's a choice.
I like you.
And every time people say, especially the people in Hollywood, I don't like to hear it, I'm going to leave. Leave. Stop saying you're going to leave and just leave. I'll buy you a ticket.
Don't let
the
door hit you in the butt. Yeah, you know what?
Exactly. I don't understand this. I love my country. And I grew up on Capitol Hill where all this garbage is happening, and I cried. One of my buildings, I work for the state, it's trashed. I mean, why is that really going to gain you more respect? Seriously, I mean, by violence and burning down businesses, I'm supposed to value you. Yeah, I had the funniest conversation in the hell. I'll leave you with
this. You know, I got to tell you something, Brenda, I saw a video of three young ladies cleaning a building in Washington, D.C. of spray paint that had BLM. And they were confronted, and it said, don't Black Lives Matter to you? And they said, yes. Well, then why are you taking it down? Because you want to know something. You're not supposed to vandalize other people's property, regardless of what your political positions or feelings are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so these young people doing something nice are confronted. Black people to die? This people said, do you want Black people to die? It's not.
It has nothing to do with that. I said to them, I must have a different version of the Bible, but my Bible doesn't say God made Black lives better than white lives or white lives matter. Maybe the Ten Commandments in theirs has asterisks next to it that says, thou shalt not steal. Unless I feel like rioting. Or listen, thou shalt not murder unless this happens.
Brenda?
I mean, live by the Ten Commandments.
Brenda, we never even got... Oh, the music tells me I'm out of time
for
this
quickly,
hour.
I wanted to tell you, tear gas flavored things, nasty. I've been tear gas. It's grotesque. It's like Jelly Belly and their vomit flavored jelly beans. It's just gross.
That's a visual I don't need. Brenda, I love you. Thanks for listening. I'm going to mail you a gift certificate. We got to do 5 minutes of local and national news, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to Karen and find out where is East Lake. I've never heard of East Lake, Colorado. Anyway, we'll be back after the news. I'm Mike Boyle. This is The Restaurant Show, and we're going to play a song from your high school past right here on The Restaurant Show.